The question too is this, Mark, is managing something that is potentially transformational, it can be hard to measure. What KPIs should be possibly used, or do you stick with existing ones that are within the organization already? And what is the danger of this?
Yeah. Well, so I think, first of all, if we go back to question one, if you are clear about your strategic objectives that you want to achieve with your new efforts, then the objectives for your innovations and your innovation strategy should also be clear. Now, if you want to go for new growth, then obviously that's going to be the KPI, I suggest, right? At the end of the day, in business, it's mostly about profit, so profitability is always going to be key if you're going for new innovations that are creating new businesses, so that's clear. The mistake that often happens then is that people say, okay, we go for profitability, and that's going to be our main KPI. I think there's nothing wrong with that. But then if you then say, and we're going to use the traditional investment calculations, or we're going to use net present value, for example, to do that, to evaluate it, then that's where innovation gets tricky. Right? There, it doesn't work anymore. If you have a traditional investment decision, like buying a new machine that's part of your core business, it works to do net present value calculations. But with innovation, then it might not work because you have a hard time projecting your future cash flows. Right? But that doesn't mean that at the end of the day, profitability is still the measure that you want to go for. And I would actually keep it very simple. So I wouldn't go for too many KPIs, but really focus on the ones that are most important for you, align it with your strategic objectives, and then really aim for those. And some example, I mentioned Pro7 before. They had a clear profit target that they wanted to achieve. They didn't have anything else. There were no other KPIs. There was just a profit target. And then they hit the profit target after a year, and they said, okay, we believe this is working. Let's further explore it.
I mean, we place too much emphasis, though, don't we, on profit? That kills so much innovation activity because they had good fortune. They achieved what they wanted to achieve. There's a great success story. But every time there's a great success story, there's 10 failures quietly dying because they weren't in that fortunate position. They didn't either have a piece of technology or something that happened. What other measures would you say are critical for innovation to have that are most probably distinctly different than, again, business as usual, or we need profitability, we need growth? Because any chief executive says they're the two things I want to start with. But we're dealing with the future here. Isn't there a number of sort of measurements that one could talk about which have got a far greater sort of, ability to align to the way innovation can align into strategy?
Mm-hmm. That's where it gets a little bit more fuzzy, right? Lots of things can... You can look at, okay, is it disruptive and maybe try to gauge that somehow? Is it changing complete industries? At the end of the day, especially if you're doing innovation in a corporate setting, cash flow, profitability, they are going to be very important. And I think, most companies, the companies that I know, you're going to have a hard time if after 5 years of doing something, you still can't prove that customers buy it and that you can profitably do it, right? So there is the customer adoption might be another one, where also Lean Startup goes in the direction of how many customers kind of buy something or how do they adopt it. But at the end of the day, you need to be profitable in the corporate setting. There are hardly many companies like Uber can maybe afford to be not profitable for 10 years. But in a corporate setting, that becomes more and more difficult, I would say.
There was recently a comment made. It was a bit of a throwaway comment, but it was a very underlyingly important comment. Was by a chief executive of a company that isn't so far away from where we both sit, and they basically had put in a billion dollars worth of investment.
Yeah.
The comment was, well, when am I going to get a return on this money? It was such a transformational activity they were undertaking.
Yeah.
There was this growing concern for his own position, for his own obviously validating a spend of that sort of money. So he was increasingly putting pressure on the organization. Said, when am I going to get this return? I mean, these are, when it's transformational, it becomes very, very hard to measure. And it sometimes gets very, very hard to actually say, you're going to get this return by X. Now we've got the stories, as you rightly say, where they do get those incredible returns. But we're in times at the moment where we have to make bigger risks because we are in such a transformational one. I mean, what can we use besides financial ones? Now, one that I came up and I thought, this is getting interesting, is Cisco had one, which is, it talks about value at risk. So he sort of makes a broader assessment of, let's say, the total market and says, well, this is the big pie. And if we really want to transform ourselves and want to stay a major player within this big pie, we've got to keep focusing on the value at risk, not so much our own value at this moment. So I think that's quite an interesting one. Yeah. I mean, are there any other ones you could think of?
Well, so financials is one thing. The other thing is obviously, if it is a new to the world innovation, so something nobody has ever done, it's hard to measure. So you could go by how many assumptions do we have and how many have already been validated, for example. So say, okay, it reduces the risk, as you mentioned earlier. It reduces the uncertainty you have with something working or not working, right? You could ask, I'm a big fan of that, does it create value? So does it create value in some fashion for the customer? So you can measure that by going for how well do we satisfy the desired outcomes, how well do we satisfy the job to be done. Do people believe that what we offer is of value to them? You can think about the company value that your idea generates. And here, I'm not only thinking about the financials, but also thinking about strategic value in the sense that if you create a platform like Apple created iTunes, that was a platform that allowed them to go into other areas. So that's what I mean by strategic value, right? And finally, what becomes also increasingly important is don't forget the ecosystem that you are embedded in. Right? So it's also about creating value for your partners, your suppliers, and the whole ecosystem that you're working with. So that's also something, that idea of ecosystem value proposition that you can use to gauge whether you're creating value. And then the idea, obviously, is that the more value you create for these different parties, the more likely your idea is to be successful. And these are all assumptions that you have, right, that you would then go out and test. It's likely to be more qualitative than quantitative, right? But especially in the early stages, as you suggest, of an innovation or a transformational innovation, I think that qualitative measures, they are then more important and they give you a better idea of whether you have something that is potentially transformational or not.
So you're saying, quite rightly, I think to have a number of milestones makes a lot of good sense here, because as people progress along a plan for something that is transformational, you can't give hard returns on many things, but you can give a hard return on a milestone. You can actually say, well, I have experimented, as you said, I have tested, I have validated, and this is what came out of it. This is the cash flow involved, which is obviously a measure, and this is the type of potential we think now will take us into the next level of transformation. So I think you can break it down, can't you, from that point of view?
Yeah, sure. I mean, so that validation aspect is crucial, I think. So have you validated it with internal stakeholders? Have you validated with your customers? Have you validated with your ecosystem partners? And so that gives you already, if you talk to 10 customers and all 10 say, no, this is not interesting for me, or at least in the current form, it's not going to be interesting for me, it might not be worth pursuing any further. Right? So that's already a first test. And say, okay, now we have 10 customers, let's try with them. The other thing that I want to mention is, especially when it comes to innovating customer experiences or revenue models or business models, very often that doesn't require a lot of upfront investment. So that's also a way how you can really reduce your risk, and you were talking about cash flow, how you can minimize your cash out. And then if you take things like discovery-driven planning, so Rita McGrath has this idea of, you have your assumptions. You start with the most important ones, but also those that require the least amount of investment and cash out upfront. And as your security and your certainty with an idea augments, you also gradually augment the amount of money that you put on something. So that, again, it gives you the ability to reduce your risk and to slowly progress as your certainty rises.
And I think the other part of education process of transformations or anything that's hard to measure is there is a very soft one, which is called return on learning.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously, if it's a very big, expensive exercise, you know, involving like $1 billion, I mean, that's hard to just talk about, oh, return on learning.
Yeah.
But when it's dealing with smaller size activities, which still have a strategic influence, that learning aspect is quite important. I tend to forget that quite a bit, that learning from failure, learning from experiment, building capabilities, building a capacity that we didn't have previously is all a learning and also a organizational sort of gain.
Yeah. And then obviously the question always is, so what are we going to do with what we learned, right? So what is the next step? How are we going to take it forward?
Yeah, and it doesn't go onto a shelf and you know, as a report and gather dust. I mean, it's got to be a healthy learning.
Hopefully not, yeah.
environment.
Yeah.